The goal of the 7-Day Connect is to take a human being in the modern, technologically based world, man-centered, demonic in many ways, what I call the Sea of Lies, extract a human being out of the Sea of Lies, out of that bilge, that bad stuff, right, that we live in every day. We don't have a choice. We live in this world, right? But you're taking an individual made in the image of God out of all of that into a scene, a place, 3D, maybe you could add another dimension of the spirit realm, but you're in a space under the eye of God, the sky. And in that experience, you're cutting loose, as it was in the movie of The Matrix, where Neo is cut free when he wakes up to the reality that everything is part of a play or a movie, that everybody's just there. They're not really seriously a human. They're just an actress or a scene or a figment. So you're taking that human out of the sea of the fakeness of what we live in, a simulation, and you're bringing them into the real world that's always been there, but not seen or understood. Underneath the throne of God, on a piece of farmland, dirt and grass, trees all around, vegetation, cows, potentially other animals, horses, and you're taking away the source of all the anxiety that a human being feels, especially young people, with their phone in their hand. Like, what's my friend doing? What are they saying? What's this? What do they think about that? Like, all that busyness in their head, that blur of movement and emotion, it's like a drug, right? We're trying to cold turkey them out of the system, put them on dry land, and from there, walk them through the truth, which is 6 literal days of creation. And it finishes with man made in the image of God, breathing the breath of God himself, breathing into the man his essence, his creative capacity, his artisticness, his leadership, his ability to have relationship, communication, management styles. All of the God style methodology of being the Lord of heaven and earth is pushed into the human being made in his image to then discover what that person is called to do in God's world that he owns, that belongs to him, that he has the title to the deed. And we are then, if we understand what it means to be saved from the wrath of God, it's way bigger. It means we're coming into the family of God, life itself. And we are now co-heirs of the entire earth with Christ. He's coming down to reign over the earth, to cleanse it, to wash it away of all its evil, to burn it of the really bad stuff has to be fried, and it won't withstand the fire of God's judgment. So we are going to endure all of that because of what we know, because of how we understand the truth in our spirit, in our soul, in that part of us that is eternal. We come to grips with it. That's what the goal is. That's what I believe is the best way to reformulate a human being, reprogram a human being. We have to take them to Genesis chapter 1. Not to Jesus and how nice he is and all the stories that people tell in the hip-hop churches, but literally put them in the context of the garden, as it will never be that good, but we can put them pretty close to that on a beautiful piece of earth by a creek on a mountaintop and take them on trips. But the goal is for you to wake up to who you really are in God from your mother's womb.